An exhibition of digitally manipulated photographs by Paul Smedberg is on view for the month of July at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. The co-owner of a small advertising agency in Bloomington, Smedberg sat down with WFIU's Yael Cassander to explain the art photography he explores outside of work.
I make clear, concise, straightforward images by day, and at night I make incomprehensible, unclear, difficult to understand images.
A Jekyll and Hyde.
That's it. It's Jekyll and Hyde. The title of the show is What Am I Looking At? And that's because my pieces, you know, you can tell they're a forest or a flower or a subway station or something, but when you look at it, something's wrong here, or is it really, or what's going on? And so when I would show the pieces to people, they would frequently ask this question.
Can you give me an idea about the mechanics? You've taken a bunch of photographs. Obviously, you have digital images. Then what's your next step?
I build a palette. So I have a file with a bunch of parts of the photograph or a bunch of different photographs. And I start taking sections of one and cutting them out of another. And I use a lot of transparency in many of the pieces. And then I layer them up. And so some of the pieces have as many as 30,000 layers in them, one for each individual part.
Well, you've just shown me an entirely different kind of piece. The previous one, the main image was very clearly this shot of the front of the Indiana Theater with one strange, almost paper cutout looking thing that was in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this next image, which is called
Untitled Flowers.
Right, is far more abstract. There are floral elements that I can detect, but on the whole, it's a brightly colored figure on a blank ground. The ultimate effect is really an abstract shape.
Yes, it's abstract. I take the pieces of different flowers and put them together and layer them to make a kind of meta flower. Sometimes I think of it as looking at a scene from more than three dimensions, where how would things look if you could see them from a perspective that we don't perceive or that doesn't exist. In things like string theory, you know, you have 10 or 11 dimensions. And as a kid, I was fascinated by non-Euclidean geometry and hyperspace and all those good science fiction-y concepts.
I'm wondering if what you're trying to do with this process is denaturalize the process of seeing because of the way that you are presenting this visual information in a way that's not our usual way of taking it in.
Well, it's trying to take the familiar and render it unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
So these are normal things we see, flowers, trees, streams, buildings. And I want you to look again. I take pictures of piles of garbage and make it beautiful. I try to make it beautiful. You look at a pile of garbage and it's not worth looking at a second time. But if you look at a photo of a pile of garbage from Paris in 1900, there's something interesting about it. You're separated from the context of that pile of garbage and you're seeing it in a new light. And I want to do that with the stuff that we have around us, the more commonplace things in our environment.
Right. I'm thinking of that sequence in the film American Beauty of the floating sack.
Yes. Yeah, that was wonderful. I love deteriorating industry or buildings being built. When it's being built, it has all these scaffolds around it and people, and there's a lot more texture and a lot more interesting things going on. And then it's built, and now it is. It just is that building. And then as it collapses and falls apart, 100 years later, now the textures start coming back. Now there's more chaos, more variation. And so I love the birth and the death of industrial features or architectural features, or even in the forest. I've taken thousands of pictures in one section of woods, and I've watched trees fall and rot away. I find those edges really interesting, and those are the ones that are are most expressive to me, most fecund with meanings the wrong word, with something. So I'm not actually meaning when I'm making the stuff, but as I'm doing it, something comes to me, or sometimes long afterwards. Meaning is a part of the metatext that surrounds the piece, and often the artist doesn't mean beyond color and composition and subject matter. But it's not to say that the meaning isn't there.
Yes.
It's that the meaning is in part applied by the viewer.
But for this exhibition at the Waldron, you've decided to supply a lot of this metatext for the viewer in a very interesting way.
On each of the labels for the pictures, there's a code that you can scan that takes you to a web page that allows you to buy it through Google Checkout and to listen to a commentary about the piece that I've recorded, or even see a video in which the artist discusses it.
Do you have any apprehension that because of the way that you're providing so much meaning, that that will in some way limit the actual experience of looking at the work of art, drawing your own conclusions, having your own personal thing?
Yes. And I had a long, you know, mental discussion about this because I was thinking, no, the piece itself is just as is. It is itself. It is not other. It is not meta. It is not about something. It is just the piece. But I'd show the pieces to people and they keep saying, well, okay, that's cool. What am I looking at? And so I thought, I want them to see the piece and I want them to make their own decisions about it. But if there's a little story behind it, that's kind of interesting.
Yael Cassander spoke with Paul Smedberg about the digitally manipulated photos that make up his show, What Am I Looking At? On view at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center through the month of July. You can see some of Paul's pieces on our website at wfiu.org/arts.